But I am fired up today. I don't know what's going on. Come to church and get fired up. What's up with that? I'm glad to be here. I'm glad you're here. I just hope you're glad to be here. I want to talk to you this morning a little bit. We're going to have the same verse we had last week because I wasn't through with it yet. If you weren't here last week, we were in the book of Colossians chapter 2. We were talking about how it's a process, how we go through a process, and that God is not, he doesn't just like boom and all of a sudden we're where God wants us to be. It's a process. And a lot of times we struggle through the process and we even fail. At least I do. I fail. I mess up sometimes. And what I have to remember is that God says it's a process. And that sometimes we may deal with issues in our life and we think, well, I became a Christian. How come I still have the issues? And he reminded me, it's a process. The issues may never go away, but I'm going to teach you how to handle them in a better way. And so that's kind of where we were last week. Today, I have two words, receive and achieve. Now, I'm not a great writer. I'm not even a good speller. But every time I start to write these words, you see where the I and the E, and sometimes I have to, okay, does the I go first or the E first? I before E, except after C, or if it makes an A, as in neighbor and way. Had y'all never heard that? See, we were having this discussion this morning at the breakfast table. I said, I before E, except after C, and Rebecca quoted that with me, and then I went on to say, or when it makes an A, as in neighbor and way. N-E-I-G-H. Had y'all never heard that? If anybody has heard that part of it, show me. Okay. Or if it makes an A, as in neighbor and way. You've heard that part? Anybody else? Okay, a few. Okay. Okay. God bless you. God bless the smart ones. We're all smart, right? Either that or we're all dumb. I don't know. Sometimes we're all both, I guess. But I before E, except after C. So there's a C, so the E comes first. Receive to achieve. This verse, Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 through 8 says, so then, just as you received Jesus Christ as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ. And we're going to talk about some of all of that because the world tells us something and God says, I've got a little different. All right? I before E, except after C. You see, it's not about achieving. It's more about receiving. He says, so then, just as you received Christ as Lord, continue to live in him. Received. You received. Now continue to live in him. We're going to talk about that. The world tells us, the way the world tells us to change just doesn't work. We talked about change last week, right? We have to change the way we change. We have to understand that it doesn't just happen, that it's a process. We have to change the way we change. But the world tells us that we can change, and it's all up to us. And you know what? It may work for a little while, but it's usually not a lasting kind of change. It doesn't get below the surface level and really affect our motives or our consciousness, convictions. It just kind of, come on, how many of you have made a New Year's resolution this year? Anybody? Okay. Is anybody still holding to that, or have you already broken it? Okay, I see that hand back there, and that's okay. That's okay. Some of you say, well, resolutions are made to be broken. Well, good luck with that. We are taught and trained to achieve and then receive, right? That's kind of like the natural order that the world tells us. You achieve and then you receive. You do well, you get the medal, right? Come on. You do well, you get the medal. Unless you're 5 years old playing t-ball, then everybody wins and everybody gets a petition. And I'm not sure that that's not doing more harm than good if we're teaching everybody that everybody always wins all the time. But, you know, that's another sermon for another time. We're not going to go there today. The deal is that usually the reward follows the work, right? If you go to college and stay in college, you can earn a degree. And if you're really good, like my wife Rebecca, you can do it in 3.5 years, right? And if you're like me, you can do it in 20. I did that, 20 years. I got it. If you perform well at your job, you may get a performance bonus, right? You do the work, you get the reward. That's what the world tells us. You do the work, you get the reward. Paul, he messes us all up, though, in this passage in Colossians 2, 6 through 7, really. He tells us that just as you received, you've already received, now continue to live in Him. This is contrary to our thinking and contrary to every other religion on the face of the earth, really. But see, that's what makes the gospel the gospel. The gospel means good news. That's what makes the good news good news. The good news is that you don't have to earn it all. If you've been a Christian, or maybe you've known a Christian, or maybe you've been turned off by a Christian, I think that may cover every one of us here. Okay? You know that we can never do enough or earn enough or be enough to get what God wants to give. That's the good news. All you have to do is receive. All you have to do is do like we just sang. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Amen. You know what amen means? So be it. May it be so. There's normal, achieve and receive, and then there's the exception to the rule. God says, receive and then achieve. I before E, except after C. The Christian life is more about receiving than it is achieving. But don't take that as an excuse. It's more about receiving than achieving. Don't sit there and say, well, then I don't have to achieve anything. I just sit here and receive it all. Just receive, 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 receive. I'm a receiver. I'm a receiver. No. God says you receive so that you can achieve. You receive so that you can achieve. Joshua. There's a story in Joshua. You go ahead, put it up there. It's all right. Joshua is getting ready to take over charge of the Israelites are in the desert. And Moses is on his way out. Joshua's on his way up. And they're about to go in. And God is giving Joshua the charge and the command to lead. And he instructs him in this. He says, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. You see what he's doing? He says, if you'll receive this law, meditate on it day and night so that you can be careful to do everything in it. If you'll receive this from me, then you will achieve. You will be prosperous and successful. You see, it's not Joshua's strength that would do the achieving. You see that? He had to receive from God so that he could lead. I mean, how many of y'all are ready to step up right now and lead? I don't know how many millions of people were there, but this great big nation, to step right up and lead them into a conquest. These people who have been slaves, and they've been wandering in the desert for 40 years, and they're not like a trained military fighting machine, but you're going to take charge, you're going to take them up and head them into a land that has giants in it, and you're going to go in there and you're going to conquer it. How many of y'all want to just say, that's me, I'm all up for that? No, Joshua was going like, I mean, he was the son of Nun. That was his dad's name, Nun, and it was kind of a weird deal. I mean, How many of you would like to be known as the son of none? But that's kind of the way he felt a little bit at times. I'm the son of none. And God said, oh, but hey, let me show you something. You're going to be my man. You're going to be my man. Not because of anything you've got, but it's because of something I'm going to give you. If you'll receive, then you'll achieve. Then you'll achieve. There's another passage, and this was Joshua 1:8, and it just so happens that the next one is Acts 1:8. This is a very familiar verse, one that's often tied to missions work. But it says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. What are they going to achieve? These are the disciples. What are they going to achieve? They're going to be witnesses all over the world. How are they going to do that? By themselves? No, they're going to receive the power of the Holy Spirit. God says, if you will receive my Spirit, we're going to achieve some stuff. We're going to achieve because you're going to receive. You see how God works? God doesn't say, if you'll do all these things, and you'll go and you'll be my witnesses all over the world, and you'll tell people about Jesus, then you can have the Holy Spirit. God messes it all up. He says, yeah, that's the way the world says it happens. But I'm God. I made the world. And here's what I say. I'm the exception to the rule. I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit first. And he's going to help you achieve. Remember, God is a God of process. But his process, his order, is different from the order of man. When you receive, you will achieve. The reason some of you out there are not that good at giving some of the things that God wants you to give is because you haven't learned to receive what God wants to give you. I believe that's true. The reason some of you aren't good at achieving some of the things that God wants you to achieve is because you haven't learned to receive what God wants you to receive. We need to shift out of performance mode and into dependence mode, because it's not about achieving, it's about receiving. Don't walk out of here. Don't you dare do it. Walk out of here and say, well, my pastor said I don't have to achieve anything in my life. I'll just sit on the couch and eat bonbons all day. I'm going to receive some bonbons. You go ahead and sit on the couch and eat bonbons if you need to, I guess, but while you're there, open up the Word of God. Spend some time in prayer. Open up your heart and receive something from the Lord so then you can go out and achieve more than you could have ever achieved on your own. Scripture says, I can do all things. Right? But there's more. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He is the source. And if you want to do anything, you have to have the source. You have to have the power. If you're trying to do something without the power source, good luck, but it ain't happening. Try to run a skill saw without plugging it in. You heard about the guy that had the chainsaw, right? Bought a brand new chainsaw because he heard that this was the greatest thing. Floyd, you'll appreciate this. He had a brand new steel chainsaw. Bought it, took it home, brought it back the next day, said, this thing is no good, doesn't work at all. I said, well, what's the matter? He said, it doesn't cut. It doesn't cut at all. He said, I'm done with it. I'm just going back to my old crosscut saw. The guy was looking at it. He said, well, he fired it up. And win, 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 win. The guy said, what's that noise? He was trying to use without applying the power. It doesn't work. There's a whole sermon right there, I guarantee you. You will achieve. Listen, if you don't hear anything else, I want you to hear this right here. You will achieve to the level at which you're willing to receive. If you're not good at giving forgiveness, ouch. Encouragement. If you're not good at giving affirmation, it's probably good because It's probably because you haven't gotten good at receiving forgiveness or encouragement or affirmation or just fill in the blank. You see, you can't give what you don't have. Has anybody ever seen a show called Duck Dynasty? All right. Hey, look here, Jack. Just because God offers something doesn't necessarily mean we have it. You must receive it. You must receive it. Let me show you something. I need a volunteer. Come here, Austin. Give me 4 pieces of chocolate candy.
Don't have any.
What?
I have 4 quarters.
He has 4 quarters? I want 4 pieces of chocolate.
I don't have any chocolate.
You don't have any chocolate?
No. It's at the house.
Well, will you give me some right now then? You don't have anything with you?
Yes, I have stuff with me, but don't have no chocolate with
you. Don't have chocolate with you. I want chocolate.
I don't have no chocolate with
me. How are you going to give me some chocolate right now?
Now,
let's go along with this. And let me tell y'all, this almost didn't make it through the morning because people were eyeballing it. What if I said to you, here is 5 pieces of chocolate.
Here you go. Here's 4 pieces of chocolate.
Awesome. How were you able to give me chocolate? Did you have chocolate before I gave it to you? So what did you do to get the chocolate? Pretty smart guy, isn't it? Thank you, bud. You can have that piece of chocolate. Now, you may think that was kind of silly. But not to Austin, because he's got chocolate. Here's the deal. You see how he could not give anything to me because he didn't have it. He had not received anything. But when he received, he was like, hey, now I've got something I can give. I've got something to offer. I've got something somebody else can use. I've got something because I received it. You can't give what you don't have. God offers you some stuff. God offers you some stuff, but just because he offers it doesn't mean you have it. When I stuck that candy out here, I mean, Austin was grabbing it. He wanted it, right? He was receiving it. He was actually taking it, but that's all right. It's a sort of receiving, I guess. But he was excited about it. The offer was there, but just because I offered it doesn't mean he had it. He had to receive it, okay? God doesn't just give one good gift, though. I mean, he offers salvation. You know that just because God offers salvation doesn't mean you have it. You have to receive it, okay? But that's not all he gives. God gives every good and perfect gift, right? And every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of heavenly lights. And he does not change like the shifting shadows. I love that passage. He is faithful. God is faithful. Great is thy faithfulness. O God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Pardon, I love this verse. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. God is faithful. God is faithful. The primary responsibility of you and me, of every believer, is not to achieve, but to receive. Because when we receive, God will achieve. Let me show you how this works. When we receive, God works through us to achieve, but to what end? So that he will receive. Oh, isn't that cool? We receive so that together we can achieve, so that he receives, so that we can receive, so that we can achieve, so that he can receive. Do you see how that works? You and I were made for him. By him and for him. And yes, we were made to do stuff. But we can't do it on our own. That's the whole deal. You put all today's stuff in a message in a nutshell. It's this. You were made to do stuff, but you weren't made to do it by yourself. God said, receive me. You think you can achieve something? You get some of me. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you all of me. And then you watch what we can achieve. And the reason is so that I can receive the glory. Every week, I ask God, before I come in here to speak to you, I ask God, I say, God, put your words in my mouth. Because these people need something I don't have. And the only way I can do it is if you give it to me. You see, I don't think it's selfish to ask God to give you good gifts. I think it's selfish not to, because if you don't, you're going to live at the level of what you can do. And no offense, but the world doesn't need more of what you have to offer. The world needs more of what God has to offer. And he wants to use you to do it. The only way to get it is to receive from the Father. Walking with Christ is not about achieving. It's not about achieving his will so that you can receive his love. It's about receiving his love so that you can achieve his will. Don't put the cart before the horse. Have you received? Have you received? Are you in the process of receiving the download? We talked last week about plugging in your iPhone, your iPod, your whatever you've got. There's so many eyes. But when you plug it in, there's a process called sync, and there's stuff being downloaded. And it's being downloaded for a reason, being downloaded for a purpose. The purpose is so that that device would be more useful. It would be up to date. It would be current. It would have the stuff it needs to do during the day, during the next week. There's some really smart people sending good information down to your device. Well, guess what? That's what God is doing. If you'll stay plugged into him, he's downloading things to you. Things that you may look right now and go, well, I don't get it. I don't understand it. It's a process. Stay with it. Stay with it. He's giving you something you don't have so that you can do something you could never do. Maybe you're here today, and today is the day that the Holy Spirit is tugging at your heart. Maybe you're here today and you've never come to the decision and said, Jesus, I believe that you are the Savior. I believe that you are the Son of God, that you died on the cross for my sin, because the Bible tells me that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And the Bible also tells me that if I've done that, my penalty is eternal separation. My penalty is hell. And Lord, I believe you've got better plans for me than that. I believe that you have something better in store for me, so I receive the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ, your Son. I receive the forgiveness. I receive that today here for the very first time. Maybe that's you today. Let me encourage you. Scripture tells us that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you'll be saved. You confess in your mouth that Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So let me encourage you, if that's you today, here in a moment, we'll give you a time where you can come forward and say, that's me. I confess that. Jesus is Lord of my life. Maybe you're here today and you've done that years ago, days ago, weeks ago, whatever it is, a lifetime ago. But maybe you've kind of put some stuff on the shelf and you've been saying, today, here in this place, I need to renew some stuff. I need to start fresh. I need to plug back in and get the download. I want to receive, because there are some people that need some stuff from me, some stuff that I don't have. So before I can give it, I have to get it. I need forgiveness. I need patience. I need love. I need some things from the Father so that I can give that. I need to plug back in. Maybe that's you today. I'd be glad to visit with you here in just a moment. In any case, there's always, the prayer benches are always open. Let me invite you. Respond today. Receive. Not just to receive, but receive so that you can achieve. Let's all be achievers. But it starts with being receivers. Today may be your day. If it is, let me encourage you to respond. As Mark leads us in a verse or two. Go ahead and stand.